Hello, and welcome to the Polymath Podcast with Miss Nisha. This is episode 4. Guys, I can't believe we're already at episode 4. This week, we will continue under the topic of preserving greatness, and we will use a subtitle which is called Dream Killers versus Constructive Critics. Now, all of this information is found in one great manuscript, and it is called Preserving Greatness, Stewarding Purpose, A Daily Propulsion Towards Intentional Living by Nisha Sibley. Now, this book can be found on Amazon and other online platforms. So you can go on there and type in Nisha Sibley, or you can type in the name of the book. Again, it is called Preserving Greatness, Stewarding Purpose, A Daily Propulsion Towards Intentional Living. So guys, thanks again for joining me this week for another episode on the Polymath Podcast. In the process of answering the call to greatness, we will need a strong and godly support system. We all need people who are honest, loyal, and as driven as we are. We need people around us who are committed and can hold us accountable. But did you know that there is a difference between those who offer constructive criticisms and those whose assignment is to kill your dreams? Dream killers are those who open themselves up to be used as instruments of the enemy. Dream killers can sometimes disguise themselves as those who have our best interests at heart, supposedly giving quote-unquote constructive criticism, when in reality, their goal is to deter, discourage, or thwart you from the path of greatness. Can we just pause right there? Let us just pause right there and dissect that information, you know, so that we can digest it. Dissect so we can digest, all right? So we all know that in the process of, you know, preserving greatness, of, you know, building a hedge of protection around our gifts and our talents and our skills to prolong the longevity of it, and to also ensure that we are stewarding our purpose well, it is important that we understand that we are not an island. None of us on this earth is an island. Right? Gone are the days when I used to think that I can do this all by myself. You know, time would have allowed me to understand that even though friends may have turned away and walked away and people would have turned their backs, I still need people and I still have to open myself to receive God's people. You know, because sometimes the counterfeit are the ones that come first. And if we close off ourselves from, you know, the possibility of receiving God's best, then we may never receive it. So on this journey, it is important that we understand that we will need a strong and godly support system, right? Not only a support system, but one that is godly, one that believes in God, one that is led by principles, you know, from the Bible and those who fear the Lord, right? In the process of identifying that we do need those people, we also have to be cognizant that those around us are not dream killers. And there is a thin line between dream killers and constructive critics, because critics are people who they will nitpick and they will tell you as it is, especially if those people, they love you and, you know, they see your potential. They will tell you as it is. But in the midst of that, how do we know the difference between the two? So dream killers, they will sometimes disguise themselves as constructive critics, saying that they have your best interest at heart when they really don't, right? So let us zoom in on who constructive critics are. Constructive critics are those who give actionable feedback. That's very important. They give actionable feedback to help you improve by suggesting ways to amplify your idea to make it bigger than what you initially imagined. Both of them will give you feedback, but what kind of feedback are they giving you? Those are the things that we need to evaluate to know the difference between a dream killer and a constructive critic. So while both give feedbacks, the constructive critic, they give actionable feedback, right? And it is sometimes those feedbacks are those that may make you feel uncomfortable, right? As if they don't see that you are trying to do your best. Sometimes their feedback is calling you to a higher place. It's calling you to a greater potential because they see that within you. And you on the other end, you feel as though they don't see what you're doing. Yes, they do see what you're doing, but they also see the room for improvement. And they're not only telling you that you need to improve, but they're suggesting ways in which you can do so. A dream killer, on the other hand, attacks your goals and questions your ability to achieve it, while a constructive critic highlights room for improvement while supporting you through it. We should ask God for the spirit of discernment so that we do not confuse the two. So a dream killer may just attack your dream. They may give you a feedback that says, well, I don't know about this. I don't think you have the resources to pull this off. I don't think you can do this because nobody from your family has ever done that, right? And they just leave it there. They put a period there. They put a full stop right there and they're gone. They don't give you any, you know, actionable feedback. They don't give you any suggestion on how to make it better. They just tell you that, hey, I don't think this is going to work. They'll make it seem as if they care. You have to evaluate and discern where their feedback is coming from and what's the purpose of their feedback. Those who support our dreams are those who we should keep around us. But sometimes negative feedback has a way of pushing us to our fullest potential and to show people that, hey, your narrative of me is absolutely incorrect. Think about it. It is already hard work to keep believing that this gigantic goal of yours will be achieved. So how much more of a task would it be to harbor negative-minded people around you too? Who you need are people who can help you believe. They are the ones who the Lord will raise up to stand as strong, positive support system who will see the dream through to fruition. And this is my reminder to my listeners, do not shrink. The greatness placed upon us by God should not be downplayed or ignored. Rather, it should be protected, nurtured, developed. When we preserve greatness, we automatically stand against anything that will want to corrupt the purity of our calling, mission, and mandate. Over time, we discover the things and people who are in alignment with preserving our greatness, so we know who we should keep around us. There are people in the world today who are called to be great, but you would never know it because their current situation does not align with the word God spoke over them before they were born. What we sometimes forget is that our mandate was created before we came into existence. God did not create us without first preparing the path. The late Dr. Miles Monroe was well known for saying that the wealthiest place on earth is a cemetery, because so many people have died without fulfilling their God-given purposes. There are so many books that were not written, songs that were not sung, and businesses that were not launched because those in the graveyard died before accomplishing them. You cannot afford to be one of those who die with all their treasures inside. So as we wrap up this episode under the subtitle of Dream Killers versus Constructive Critics, I want you to pause and do an evaluation of your circle, of your environment, of those who you consider to be a part of your support system, and ask yourself, you know, I think it's very healthy for us to do so every once in a while. We check those around us to see if we're on the same page and are as supportive of the vision that God has called us to. And you can also ask yourself if you are as supportive of the vision of those who you are around as well. It's not only one way, right? And so that's where we will pause this week. Again, a constructive critic will always give you actionable feedback with the intent to push you to your fullest potential. It may come across sometimes as being harsh, but you have to ask the Lord for the spirit of discernment so that you can understand the heart posture behind it and the intention behind it. While a dream killer They will always give you a negative feedback and leave it there. They won't suggest any possible solution, and they will come across as having your best interests at heart. So again, you will need the spirit of discernment to know the difference between the two. Again, this is the Polymath Podcast with Miss Nisha. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you on the other side. Bye-bye.